Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Oh, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, and it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
It's Mike Shope.
So damn hot. I saw one of those guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
And the Bulldog.
It's going to be like tonight. It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Damn hot!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I mean, you have people who... I'm sort of this guy. Oh, the NHL draft is this week. Who are some names? Tell me some names. Where are they from? Position, size, you know? Mm-hmm. Give me... We talked to Scott Wheeler last week, and he mentioned somebody that sounded like somebody you would hate if he played for, like, Boston. Like, sounds perfect, you know? So the Sabres make this easy. I only go to, like, their pick, usually, with interest in the NHL draft, which is, you know, often Bulldog, very early.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of names to have to memorize.
Right.
Expected Buffalo. Like, I'm looking at Chad's Twitter today. Here are some options for the Sabres in the fifth round. Like, now we're talking.
They're digging in. Yeah.
Now we are talking.
No joke over there.
Oh, that's serious stuff. Chad DeDominicis is with us now on the Wester Hotline. I mean, Chad, I imagine I'm just really scratching the proverbial surface here with regard to your draft coverage.
Yeah. You know, Austin does a great job. He's our draft guy. Like, it's insane what he gets into. He rolls every single round. It's around round five. But, like, even, like, when I read his seventh round one, I'm like, dude, what? Like, how do you know this much about these guys? Like, it's insane. But yeah, he does a great job. Like, you'll fully know a bunch of guys that may never play in the NHL, but after he tells you about them, you'll be like, yeah, we should definitely get that guy in the fifth round.
I love that. I mean, this is going to sound trite, but it's so great to know things. I mean, it's cool to have that kind of depth of knowledge. The thing about the hockey draft, and I don't need to tell you this, is the odds of players picked so late being, you know, any kind of NHL players, let alone good ones, you know, and somebody will always say to that, well, it happens. I mean, Zetterberg happens. You know, there are guys. Right. So I guess it's worth doing, but football is so much easier, I think, to latch onto because you have positional needs and, you know, I guess it's just going to be much better odds that in football's case, day three pick will make the league.
Yeah, and I mean, people, you know, they watch college football. I don't think anybody's
right.
Watching, you know, Tier 2 Sweden hockey to get a glimpse of somebody's kid.
Right. And age is a factor there, too. I mean, you're talking about, you know, just your kid. They're kids. They're still drafting kids, and you just don't know what's going to happen between ages 18 and 22, let alone beyond that. So there's a lot to work with there. What kind of value do you think pick 9 has, Chad? We've not spent a lot of time in here pondering the idea of the Sabres trading that pick for something. I know it's been a popular sentiment year over year, and it may be peaking this year. Like, it's time to not just draft an 18-year-old and, you know, use the pick for something else. But to me, I did say last week briefly, we talked about it, I feel like it's probably a sweetener in a bigger deal, if anything, because I don't think nine is getting you a player that you're going to be excited about, like of an NHL player already, I mean.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing I always go back to is if you look at history, there's, you know, it just doesn't happen. I think when I wrote my article about it the other day, I think it was in the last decade, there's been three trades. For, you know, significant at least roster players back, so it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And the last one was like DeBrincat. The one before that was like, I don't know, like 7 years ago. So it doesn't happen. And you know, like it's hard to say, because if you'd asked me this like a month ago, I'd have been like, I don't know, probably not a ton. But we're the week of the draft, and then you're hearing all of this stuff where it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, nine could be in play, but then Utah maybe wants to move their pick at four, Nashville at five, and then, you know, the Chicago at three, and you get all that, and then, like, you get to pick 25, and you're like, there hasn't been a single trade. So right. it's really hard to say at this point, really what teams want to do. And it's the thing is, too, this is a, you know, I know Frondell recently is, you know, Session 32 Thoughts is getting some push for number two, but I still think that Schaefer and Misa are your top two, and then you start to kind of drift off into a different level from there. So really outside the top, like, 5 to 8, maybe you make us say 5 to 10. I don't think there's, you know, a lot of high quality after that, which then can then reduce teams trying to get up to that spot and get those players if the class isn't that great. But then you have the James Hagan thing, the rumors with the Islanders, that seems to be real. They're trying to really get up, you know, and get him, the Long Island kid, to make it a whole story thing. And you know, you didn't think he could drop to nine as of like a month ago, but now you're seeing mocks where he's dropping to 9 and 10, and you're like, well, maybe it can get there. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, sure, could it be there? Yes. Could they use it as a piece? Absolutely, as a you know, component to make a bigger deal. But it's hard for me to get too excited about it because it just never happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's that for me too. Teams are afraid, even in football, teams are afraid to trade their first round picks. I mean, it's like, why? It's why they're there. Literally this year in the NFL, we got to the day of the draft and not a single first round pick had been traded yet, which, I mean, that's unusual, but I think they're afraid to do it. And of course, Chad, the Sabres are not the exact perfect idea of a team that should be looking to trade its best draft asset, because they're not good enough. You know, they're not, quote, win now, but maybe they are, right? Only win means make the playoffs. I think maybe they are thinking in terms of win now with that sort of lower standard. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's hard for me to – we had a fun conversation with a couple of Sabres Twitter people yesterday going around about, like, you know, for certain trades, would you take maybe a futures thing? And then it's been like, well, I would, but do they think that? And, it's, you know, it's kind of – it's really hard to understand where they are, because it's – on one hand, you're like, well, Kevin Adams, this has to be the year, this is his last chance. And then you think about it, well, he's actually, you know, probably safe, to be honest, because Terry Pegula loves him and he's bringing in new guys. And it's really hard to get a sense of direction of where they want to go. I think, of course, they want to be a playoff team, and I think that's the message they have to send players. But I still think if you get an offer that makes sense, that is for quote-unquote futures, maybe like a 21-year-old defenseman or something like that, I still think you consider if it's the best offer you have there, you just got to sell it properly. But I don't know. It's hard to really get a gauge, to be honest, on what they want to do. And really nothing would surprise me in terms of, you know, a type of trade that we get back, pushing all in for a playoff team or something that involves more futures than help now.
Right. And what they think they're accomplishing and what we all out here think they're accomplishing may be different things. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of the famous clip of Terry Pegula through the closed door in an in-house PSE produced piece talking about Taylor Hall. Like, we're a cup contender now. And like, I don't know. Did anyone out here think that they were a cup contender because they signed Taylor Hall? I didn't. I thought it was a cool thing, a cool shot to take, but it didn't like turn your franchise around. And certainly the results speak for themselves, but even at the time, I thought, whoa.
You're saying he made a misjudgment?
Just a slight one, yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like, what do you think, you know, what you just said, Chad, about the trading the draft pick itself sort of can be extended to the entire week here. Like the business of the NHL and trades leading into the deadline or the draft or free agency, we often get this sort of buildup like, oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be a swap meet out there. The cap, this, that, teams that are crunched and whatever. And I just feel like it almost never lives up to it. So how busy are you bracing for or expecting the bracing connotes negativity? I don't mean to cloak it that way. Do you think they'll be busy this week, the Sabres?
I think they'll get a couple of things done. I do know they want, the Byram thing, I think, will be done. I would anticipate probably this weekend, but definitely by the 1st of July, because they don't want that to get to offer sheet land. That limits your possibility of making a trade. So I think they're going to make sure that's done before that can even be a possibility of done. So I think
Chad,
Byron for sure probably happens.
Sorry, done how? Like signed or moved?
Oh, moved. No.
Okay.
Moved. Yeah,
okay.
I would
Thanks.
Be stunned if he signed. I think for sure he's moved.
Okay.
I would be shocked. And then beyond that, it's do they get a restricted free agent done? Do they pull off some other trade? I know there's a lot of Paterka stuff out there. Every time I check in on that, it just seems like that is not what it's made out to be in terms of a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he goes. I don't know. But I just every time I check in, the answer is nope. We're just nothing really going on. Just talking contracts. So, we'll see where that goes. But I do think that they'll be active. I keep telling people my gut belief is they want to do something, I think, that I don't know if I catch his attention is the word. But at least it's significant enough where it's not just like it's not a Ryan McLeod trade. It's
right.
Something that the people in the league talk about maybe for the day. Like, oh, Buffalo guy. I mean, like the Zegras thing in a sense is kind of like something for a day we'll talk about, with getting that type of player. Something that catches some league attention.
Yeah. Do you feel like any opportunity was missed there on Zegras?
I don't. I'm not a big Zegras guy. I just don't think he's a fit for what they want to do anyways. He is more of an offensively focused player. If they were going to bring him in to play wing, maybe I could listen to it, but my fear is they would try to make him a center, and I already have enough question marks, so I don't need another one.
Right.
The price was low, but, I'm just I would hope they have something bigger going on than that.
Trevor Zegras traded today by Anaheim to Philadelphia. Chad DeDominicis on the Western Hotline. Yeah, I had to jump in there. I got scared with Byram.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, what?
Right. What do you think his value is? Does he and nine, maybe I mentioned nine as a sweetener, Chad. Do you think Byram and nine get you what? A partner for Owen Power, a top six winger, or is that too rich?
No, I think there's definitely interest in him. I think there's some value there that they have to make sure that they cash in on for sure. I think teams think that he's a better player than he is. Like, someone's going to get him to be our first pair of defensemen and, all the power in the world to him. I mean, you never know. Situationally, system, maybe it works out, but I'm glad the Sabres aren't going to go that route. But, yeah, I think there's value there that they should get decent assets out of it. They should get something that is a decent return people are happy about. Now, if it's like more, like I said, if it's pure hypothetical, like if you get like Wallander and a first-round pick back from Vancouver, people are going to be like, what are they doing? They got a 20-year-old and a first-round pick and another one. But, you have to have a front office that's savvy enough to go, okay, I have two first-round picks. Now I can maybe use one of those to get something else. And so I think it depends on the return. But if something like that comes back, I think I'd be fine with that. And really, I don't think we're going to be disappointed in a Byram deal. I think at the end of the day, they did pretty good there, knowing the player that we know him. I'm not really nervous about that trade.
Where are you, Chad, as somebody that follows the Sabres and cares about them, follows them closely and cares about them so much, on the never-ending discourse about players on the team wanting to actually be on the team? That, the Paterka stuff might revolve around, does he want to leave? We've had this with Alex Tuch. We've had this with, obviously, good to great players over the years many, many times with the Sabres. Like, how do you sort of process that? What do you think when you hear people talk about that? I mean, is it fair? Is it overrated? I don't know. I wonder what you think about that topic.
I think it's a mix. I think it's fair on the end of players themselves being upset with the situation that they're in. And I think that's part of Paterka's thing is not only does he want to, it's not so much he doesn't want to be in Buffalo. I think he wants to get paid fairly, and he also has some concerns about the direction of the team. And that, those are fair concerns. Again, I don't think it led to a point where he's asked to be moved or, you know, wants out. I don't think we're there yet. But I think overall, you know, yeah, I get it. I'm in the spot where, like, a guy like Paterka, or even Dahlin, if he came to you and said he wants to move, like, well, you know, that's tough luck, man. Like, you signed a contract at this point. Like, I think you got to start pushing back on some
yeah.
people. I think if you're just letting everybody who comes to you and says, well, I'm unhappy, okay, we'll move you. Like, you're...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Setting a bad precedent, you have to push back a little bit. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're not so keen on trading Paterka. Well, yeah, you might be happy. Well, I don't know, man. You got 4 years until you're an unrestricted free agent. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? Not go get an offer sheet, please, because we're just going to match it. You know, so it's, you know, he's kind of in a tough spot for where he is. But that'd be my mindset. Like, if you have guys come to you that are asking to be moved, unless they're like a year away from walking away, like, I don't know. My pushback would be, you know, tough luck. You signed a contract. You know, we're trying to make the team better. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I kind of got to that at one point last week, Chad, because I do think is more thinking about Tuck even. And not that, look, I don't know what kind of, well, I certainly don't know how you feel about it, but let's talk about it. I alarm bells went off for me when he talked on locker cleanout. Because, you know, he did say the things about liking it here and liking the group and all this sort of stuff. But when it came time to talk about and was asked about a contract, it was, I haven't thought about it at all. I got to talk to my wife. And that just sounds like someone's, you know, a running back stiff-arming a defensive back. I don't want to talk about this because you're not going to like what I really have to say about it. And so I don't have to be right about that. That was just my read. That just sort of set me off on, oh, my gosh, if the face of I want to be here for the turnaround says I don't want to do this anymore, that could be really tough. And I ended up at both he and Paterka, I think, what you just said, which is we're just going to run it. We're going to run it this year, and we'll see what happens. If we make the right moves in the summer and we can get to the playoffs, maybe everybody wants to stick around a little bit longer, and it doesn't seem like the worst idea in the world. But because you can't just keep trading every good player when they're close to being able to leave you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if it makes you feel better, the Tuck thing, I think that he would be open to staying. And I think I even told you recently or somebody, I forgot some interview I did, that I wouldn't be surprised if they get something done this summer. It really wouldn't shock me. I get it when in the moment you hear that, you're like, oh God, especially for what we've been through. But you know,
yeah, there is scar tissue that causes that reaction. Yeah.
I think ultimately, you know, he would be open to staying here if they can meet the right terms. But overall, yeah, I agree. I think you just have to be like, you know what, you know, we're pushing in this year. You know, I get it. You're unhappy. We're going to try to prove it to you. Get on board. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You signed a contract.
You've been sharing trade ideas through the last couple of weeks here with the draft coming up. Do you have a favorite? I see Rossi's name a lot.
Yeah. No, I really, that's weird because this year, like, well, I mean, Robertson was my favorite, but that seems to be off the board now.
Yeah.
So I don't really have one, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of a weird spot for me, but yeah, like Rossi makes sense. know, they need another centerman, ideally. I mean, we were talking about playoffs here, and, you know, what real playoff team is going to go into the season with a 21-year-old first-line center and a 20-year-old first-line winger, in Benson and Cooley, because as much as we all love them, like, I mean, mm-hmm. that's, come on. So they could use a center. I think the contract ask might be a little scary to them. I mean, that's just me guessing. You know, the 7x7 or whatever he's reported to be asking for. I don't know if they really want to do a long term on anybody, but maybe he switches teams and he's open to short term. I don't know. But as an idea, I'd be open to it. There's not really anybody that I'm crazy about. I mean, there's a couple of guys that I like. There's interesting ideas that really you can pull off of any team. It feels like this year is a hard year to get a grasp of what teams are really going to do. You hear a lot of names from, like, the big media guys. And then, like, you read articles from the local guys, maybe a little bit more in touch, and you're like, nah, I don't think they really want to move that guy. And you're like, okay, well, I don't know who's getting traded then. We'll just see. And it's classic NHL where, like, all these guys are on there and, like, four of them actually move, if that.
Right. I think I read, Rossi, maybe even at your place, Chad, wants to get somewhere where he can be a number one center. And I don't know, is that...
That scared me too, yeah.
Is that right? I mean, does that line up? Like, wasn't he playing at the bottom of the lineup by the end of the year for Minnesota?
Yeah, that's why he's mad, because they put him in the fourth line player in the playoffs. When I saw that, I was kind of like, oh, like, if he wants to be first line center, I don't know if he's that.
Right.
It reminds me a little bit of Natchez. Like, he doesn't want to stay in Colorado. He's unhappy because he wants to be a first line center, and it's like, buddy, there's like three teams I've now told you that you are a winger. Like, just accept it, you know?
Right.
Like, so, yeah, when I hear that kind of thing, it kind of like gives me some hesitation. But I don't know, maybe like you trade for him and he sees he has Josh Norris and Kulik ahead of him. So in his head, he's like, oh, I could be a top line center here because Norris only plays 20 games a year and Kulik is 21. And, you know, you can make that work.
Let's end on Norris, Chad. What are your expectations? Is it too hard to say with the injury risk with him and how his Sabres career has started?
Yeah, basically. If he plays, I think you have a decent player there, but if he plays is the thing. And the other part of it that really has really bothered me from day one when they made it, like, he's a little bit better of a defensive player than Cousins. Like, that's fair. But it's the stylistic similarity to a lot of the players of him being a straight finisher. And there is just not any, like, playmaking ability there. Like, his primary assist per hour, like, the last couple of years is, like, near the literal bottom of the league. I think I saw a tweet where Ryan Reeves had, like, a higher primary assist per hour rate than Norris had at 5-on-5. So, yeah, like, you know, you have a lot of finishers on your team, and then you added another one, and, oh, by the way, he now makes more than Cousins, and he signed for, like, 5 or 6 years. It's like, and then you have the injury stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if he plays, I think you have a decent player there. It just increases the need to get some sort of playmaking player in there that can distribute the puck to all these guys that finish. But at the same time, like, they score these goals every single year, so maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know. But logically, you would think they need some sort of puck distributor in the top six.
I know Mike said we'd finish on that, but I want to squeeze in, I hope it's not too long a response. What's your idea in goal?
I mean, what they'll probably do is just go with what they have and leave Ryan Luukkonen. I don't love it, but I don't. At the same time, like,
I can't find a better idea.
Exactly. That is the exact answer. That's the best way to put it. I can't find a better idea that's reasonable and realistic.
We need to find somebody who can find a better idea. If we can't find a better idea, we need to find somebody who can. No offense to you both. Thank you, Chad. Well, it should be an interesting week. Let's hope, anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we get some fun stuff to talk about.
Let's go. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Chad DeDominicis from the Great Expected Buffalo. He's the founder. I have thoughts.
Good. It's only Monday at 4:30. We got time.
I've got thoughts about, like, the direction of the franchise, if that's not, like, too... wide-ranging. 803-0550, if you do too. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Back after the update, this is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.